Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. I hope you guys are enjoying your Sunday. Hopefully it's a relaxed Sunday for you. You're not doing too much. But one thing I want you to make sure that you do not do today is stress. There is no stress today. Okay, guys? I love you all. Thank you all for those who have been sharing. The listenership has been insane. So you guys are doing a great job. You know, this is on Spotify now, so that's got a big deal. You know, it's got a big reason why I've got a little more listenership. Appreciate you a deal for that advice. Made things work. Thank you, guys. Today is going to be a special day. We're going to talk about seeing people for who they really are. Yeah. This is essential as an entrepreneur. You run across a lot of snakes. A lot of people aren't really who they say they are. So I want to give you a little training on that. We're going to do it in 5 points. And you know, I'm going to try to keep it under 7 minutes or less. But as usual, I'll get to you right after these messages. All right. Thank you guys for listening to that message like always. So, getting to the nitty-gritty. Today is going to be about seeing people for who they really are. And as an entrepreneur, that's a big deal. You got to have your sixth sense when it comes to people, because they can cost you time and money. Both that are really, really expensive for you. So I kind of broke it down into some points, and I'll try to go through them. And like I say, we all can relate to this because we all got some people that we've come across, and we later on kind of regret that we came across those people. Should follow our first mind. But that's what this episode is going to be about. Just kind of seeing people for who they are and being able to kind of read people, because I am good at reading people. So just want to share these points with you. So one thing that helps me see people for who they really are is I don't assume. You know, I don't like assuming, and I don't like expectations. Those things usually lead to depression, because it rarely is going to meet your expectation of what you think a person is, you know, rarely going to meet your expectation off you first meeting them. You know, you have to feel people out. You kind of got to conversate, get to know a person. So when you really, really kind of get to know these people and you get rid of your expectations and what you think the person should be like or what they should be doing for you, you're going to make it a little easier for you to see that person for who they really are. So you definitely want to get rid of your expectations and assumptions when you're dealing with people, especially clients that you don't know, because, you know, just because a client has a Gucci head to toe, that doesn't mean that he's going to be a good client for you. You know, that could be fake. It could be money that he's not going to pay. He could have got that from somebody. So you got to pay attention to those things. You really want to make sure that you're not assuming or expecting anything from a person. Another thing I like to do is meet people where they at. This goes along with expectation. I'm not going to expect you to do what I would do, because I am me and I do things the way I like things being done. That's what makes me Cameron. So I cannot expect a person to do the things the way I would do it. If I gave you a task, I highly doubt you're going to do it the same way I would do it, because we're two different people. So when you're running into clients, you want to meet the client where they're at. If they say that they're trying to only spend this amount of money, then you know that that's what the client is going to do. There is no purpose of you trying to convince them, upsell them, do all this extra work, because it's just going to be a disappointment for yourself. Listen to the client. Meet them where they're at. Do not go over the top and do all these extra things if that client doesn't look like the type of client, or is stated that that's not what he wants. You need to meet people where they're at. And that comes to when we run into these negative people in our lives, you know, negative clients, negative friends, negative family members, I think we have gotten to this, again, we go back to this expectation and assumption. We have got this pride about ourselves, and we think that people are supposed to just do what we want them to do or do how we do. And that is just not how things work. That's a fantasy world you're living in. People do not know how you do things. They're not in your head. It takes a lot for a person to kind of go out their way and, you know, be a loving person and be a friendly person. And those things you cannot expect everyone to do. So I had to learn that. Like I said, we need to meet people where they're at. I'm a loving person. I am who I am. But hey, that's me. Ain't got to be you. So meet people where they're at. It makes it a lot easier for yourself. Another thing that I like to do is I will leave you with no regrets. When it comes to clients, I'm not finna play the violin for you. I'm not finna listen to these stories of, oh, I need this. Can you help me out with this? Is there any way we get a discount on that? Or people. I don't have time for it. My time is very valuable. And my mental health is extremely valuable. So, if I feel like there is anything or any red flag that makes me feel like, I don't like this. I don't like the feeling. I'm not feeling happy. I'm not feeling fulfilled. I don't think this client is going to be a good client. I think he's just going to be a headache later on. You got to just cut it off. You could be professional about it. You know, just, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to work with each other. I got somebody else you could work with. Send somebody else the referral. But leave people with no regrets. Do not feel bad about not wasting your time and not, losing money on deals and underpricing yourself to please someone who is not going to even tag you in the Facebook picture. So, leave people with no regrets, guys. And another thing that helps me is when I do run across certain things, I change how I move, but I do not change how I act. So if I feel like a client is, or I'm constantly running across negative clients or negative people or, you know, just things that I don't need in my life, then I need to change how I move. I don't need to necessarily change how I act, because I could be, you know, I'm a nice person, I'm a loving person no matter what, but I may be moving in a certain way that maybe my surroundings are not right. Maybe who the clients that I'm looking for are not where I'm focusing on. Do not be afraid to change, you know, directions. You know, that's the purpose. If you go on the road trip, you look at the map, I highly doubt you got any way that's just going to be one straight line to your destination. And even if it is on that map, there may be construction, there may be a car accident, there may be natural disasters going on. You're going to have to switch directions, but that doesn't mean you're going to have to turn around. You're still going to get to your destination. You just have to go a different way. So do not be afraid to change how you move, but please don't change how you act, because you probably are a good person. Like I say, you may be doing the right thing, but you just need to move a little different. So that's one of my good ones. And the last, but it's the most important, to be honest, is keep on guard. You have to pay attention to those around you and the people we encounter, and just be observant. I think that's one thing that makes me different. I'm really, really observant. I'm looking at every face, everything in the room, every fly on the wall, because I need to just soak it all in, so my brain needs to know what's important and what's not. And when you're dealing with clients, you got to be on guard with clients. Because these guys, you got some really, really bad people out here that are just searching to destroy a reputation of a company. The Karens of the clients. So you really, really need to make sure that you are very observant to the clients and the people that you keep around you. Because, man, there's some snakes in the grass out here. You know, some people look like they're your friends. They look like they have things going for themselves. But in actuality, they might be riding your coattail and waiting for that opportunity to bite you. So please make sure you guys keep on guard. Pay attention to your surroundings. And, you know, don't be afraid to let people go with no regrets. So that's pretty much how I kind of function and keep myself slightly sane, because Lord knows we are all crazy. We all just trying to keep it together. So guys, you know I love you guys. It's the only reason why I do these podcasts, just to give you a little love and advice and things that kind of work for me and keep me alive. I'm happy. I'm 36. I'm good. I don't think I have any enemies. Do I have any enemies out there, guys? If I do, I love you. I don't know why you're hating. Let's go have coffee. Guys, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. I want to make sure that you guys really pay attention to this one. Just see people for who they really are. Stop making up stories. You know, you got the red flags. Pay attention to them and act on them. Your conscience is there for a reason. I love each and every one of you, and I hope you have an amazing weekend. Sit back and relax on this fall Sunday. And I look forward to the big things to come. Please continue to follow us on Instagram, The Tall Company. Let me suit you. Same thing on Facebook. We love you guys, and thank you. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. Have a great Sunday.